Oh, glory. You can be seated tonight. Let's help Brother Dustin. Appreciate Brother Dustin Carroll. Bless you, buddy.
Glad for the opportunity. To be able to preach to you here tonight. A good crowd for youth service. But I want to preach to you from John chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 4. If you would stand when you have it. John chapter 1 and verse 4 says, "In him was life, and the life was light of men." I'll read that one more time. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." If you would, let's just pray and ask the Lord to come down one more time. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you just have your way, Lord, in the remainder of this youth service, Lord, in the main service tonight, Lord, that you just come down and help us, Lord, and move, Lord, and do what you desire to be done in our hearts and lives. Lord, help us to give all to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to preach to you for just a little while on Take the Shades Off. You see, it says, "In him was life." It's speaking of Jesus. It says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." And so who is this light? It says that he was the light of men. So there's no other light to light the path of men. There's no other light, but he is the light. His life is the light. But we live in a world that's tried to put shades over that light, and that's tried to do all they can to just cover it up. You see, the usefulness of a light is all determined by what encases the light. The mood of a room, they call it the ambience of a room, it's all determined by the casing of that light. When you see a brake light going down the road, it's because of the casement of that light's red, why it glows red. And so the usefulness of a light and the mood and the atmosphere of a room depends on the light and depends on the casing that's around that light, and depends on the shade that's on that light. And we live in a world that seems that they, and especially in America today, and in times past, they've seen the light of Jesus Christ. The light shines brighter than they could handle. And so they've done all they could to encase it. And so they've done all they could to shade it and to make it a little bit dimmer and a little bit dimmer because they couldn't handle it. When you wake up in the morning and you turn the lights on and it's been dark, or you've just been in a dark room and you walk outside into bright sunlight, it's just almost too bright to handle. And that's what Jesus Christ is to this world today. And they begin to put shades on him, and they begin to try to cover him up because he's too bright for them to handle. So we're facing a world and a devil today that has tried to put shade after shade after shade onto Jesus Christ because they didn't like how bright he was. They didn't like what they saw when he lit up their room. They didn't like what he saw when he began to light up their house. And so they wanted to dim it down. They didn't want to see what was in the corners. They didn't want to see the nastiness and the filth that they had neglected for so long. So they begin to shade him. They don't want to get rid of the light altogether. Nobody wants to live in darkness. And that's where we are today. That's where many church people are today. That's why the church is in the shape that it's in. It is because they begin to put shade after shade after shade over Jesus Christ. And they become they've gotten used to the dark after a little while. Just little by little they got used to the dark. One preacher was talking to another one time, man one time. He was telling the story. They were at a restaurant, and somehow they got onto the subject, not a spiritual conversation per se, but somehow they got onto the subject of getting used to the dark. Maybe it was dark in the restaurant or something, but they got on this subject, and the preacher was talking to this other man. The other man said that it's perplexing. You know, it's It's curious because we seem to get used to the dark. The longer we're in a dark place, the more we get used to it, the more our eyes begin to adjust, and the more we can see. And so if shades are put on the light of Jesus Christ, and it's just little by little, I wonder if sometimes we have a dim, we're living in a dim light. I wonder if we're living in a dimly lit house because we've shaded, we put shades on little by little and little at a time, and we've gotten used to the dark. Our eyes adjusted little by little, and we didn't realize what we were giving up and what we were forfeiting. But like I said, we face a devil and a world today that try they'll stop at nothing to take away God's brightness, to take away the brightness of Jesus Christ. They don't like what they see when He shines on their heart and on their life. This world tries to shade out Christ and tries to put a cloak over that life that is our light. From the beginning, they've said that He was a wine bibber and He was gluttonous. They gave lies about His life and they tried to dim Him down. And the same thing still goes on today. And they try to say He wasn't really that holy. He wasn't really that good. They try to give Him some faults here and some faults there because they don't like that bright light. So they try to put something over it and they try to cover it up. This world also tries to shade out Christ by talking about that tolerating grace and that mushy love and try to say that He's not that He doesn't really carry out judgment. He doesn't really carry out on His justice. He might be God and He might be holy Himself, but He'll stoop to our level and He'll accept our sin. And that's what so many today are doing, and the world is doing today, to try to shade out Christ and try to dim Him down because they don't like when He shines in His brightness. And some try to soften Him with shades of effeminacy. The common perception of Jesus Christ is with long hair, and it's all lovey-dovey and mushy, and nobody seems to think that He was the son of a carpenter, and that He was probably a carpenter Himself, and that He wasn't a wimp, and He wasn't a sissy, and he had no part in effeminacy. There was nothing effeminate or soft about Him. There was nothing feminine or ladylike about Him, but He was a man. And so they try to shade Him and soften Him down with shades of effeminacy. And all of a sudden, this world begins to fall into the trap of the shades that some people have tried to put on Him because they didn't like His brightness. The devil sometimes does the same thing as the world does. The world usually does it in a little different way. And then the devil comes along in our hearts and he tries to shade out Christ's brightness by saying that He's far off. He's far gone. You can't reach Him. You don't really matter. And sometimes he tries to persuade us that He's not really a promise keeper, that He's not really one that'll come down and meet us right where we're at. And so sometimes the devil uses those tricks to shade His brightness. This different tricks, but the same effect going on. Some people try to dim it by dim the Word of God and dim the things of God by saying, well, it doesn't really mean that. Well, I can do this and I can do that. And they put shades on Christ and they don't see His brightness because of what they're doing and what they won't give up. If the Word says it, that's it. That's final. There's no scooting around it. There's no going off to the side, because when we shade Christ's light, we're not really serving Christ. There's no way to trade. There's no way to trade His brightness for a dim version and really get Jesus Christ. We've got to see Him in all His glory and in all His light. Otherwise, it's not truly Him. And the devil, he's trying his best to work in shade. And I realize that there are some, everybody has different struggles and different battles. And there are some that fight tooth and toenail with worldliness and with fleshly tendencies. And then there's some that the devil can't seem to get with those fleshly tendencies. And so he goes to the mind battles, and he goes to tricks of the mind to shade the brightness of Jesus Christ. He tries to convince us that his miracle working power is not the same as it was when he walked this earth. But he said, greater things shall ye do. He tries to tell us that his healing power isn't the same as what it once was. He tries to tell us that he can't really save like he used to could. Or he tries to diminish his power in our eyes. And he tries to shade out the brightness of Christ. It doesn't matter what shade he's using. Rather, it's a cloak of worldliness that's blocking out the light of Christ. Or rather, it's a cloak of mind battles and deceptions from the devil himself. We must remove the shades and see God in all his brightness. This world's trying with all their might to fill the air with their soot and to fill the air with their all their junk and all their filth so that we can't really see the bright light of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It says, beholding as in a glass. It didn't say beholding as behind a wall. It didn't say beholding as through a mud puddle. It didn't say, it said beholding as in a glass. When it says that, it means it's clear. It's crystal clear. He can see straight through to the other side. There's no shades over the glory of God. There's no shades over his power. There's no shades over his holiness. And when we see him in his glory, that's when we are changed into his image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And this is what the world and the devil had tried their best to stop and to halt by putting shades all over him. They don't want his light. They don't want it from him, and they don't want it reflecting off of us. But I wonder if in our hearts and in our minds there's been some shades that this world has put on. There's been some shades, and you say, well, that really, I can get by with this and I can get by with that. Surely God's going to accept this. Surely I can just scoot under the radar doing that. And the world's tried to put their shades over him. And really what you're doing is denying God's holiness. Really what you're doing is saying, God ain't going to judge me, but the Lord is the righteous judge, and there's no way to get around his judgment, and there's no way to get around his holiness. Or maybe it's been the shade of just denying his power, or just dumbing down the power of God and what he could do and his goodness and his mercy and how he moves and how he deals with man. But we need to take the shades off. Maybe we've gotten used to the dark, like the preacher said. Maybe we've just gotten a little used to the dark because it came in shade by shade. We put one on after another, and all of a sudden we're living somewhere where we don't have much light, and we wonder what's going on and how we got there. But it was shade after shade. It was thing after thing. But I wonder if we could take the shades off, if we can open up the windows, if we can open up the blinds and see Christ in all his glory, because he is still holy. He is still a miracle working healer. He's a healer of the body. He's a healer of the mind. We can still cast all our confidence on him. He is worthy of all of our confidence. I don't want to have shades on Christ, because he is one that we can have confidence in. When we put shades on him, it blocks us from being able to truly have confidence in him. But I want to have full confidence in who he is. I want to see him in all his glory. I want to look up to heaven like Isaiah did and see him sitting in the throne, sitting on his throne with his train filling the temple and the seraphims around him crying, holy, holy, holy. I want to see him in all his glory because he's still a miracle worker. He's still a saver. He's still a healer. He's never gone back on his power. He's never removed himself from us. He's still the same today as he was yesterday. He's still just as holy as he was when this thing got started. He hasn't denied the word of God. He hasn't drawn back anything that he said. I wonder if we'll take the shades off and see him in all his glory. He is a compassionate, he's a conquering king, and he is worthy of all our confidence. He is the Amen. He's the faithful and the true witness. Don't dim him down. Don't let the soot of the world or the soot that the devil tries to throw on those windows block you from being able to see who he really is. He's compassionate. He is conquering. And he's a king. And he's worthy of all our confidence. He's the Spirit of holiness. Romans 1 and 4 says, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. The Spirit of adoption. Romans 8 and 15. Ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He is the righteous judge. 2 Timothy 4 and 8 says, the Lord, the righteous judge. He is the Spirit of grace. He's still holy. He's still full of mercy. He's still just. And he's going to judge this earth one day. But he's also still full of compassion and grace and saving power and healing power. Luke 4 and 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And Jesus opened the book in the temple that day and read this. He was presenting himself. Yeah, Isaiah had foretold of him in the scripture. And that's what he read from. But he got up in the temple that day and he read this verse because he was declaring who he was. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. I wonder if everybody would stand, and I wonder if somebody would take the shades off and see Christ in all his glory. Get rid of all the filth and the junk that has cluttered your view and see him for who he is. When you clutter your view with worldliness, you won't see him for who he is. When you clutter your view with the world, you can't see his healing power. You can't see his saving power. You can't see his miracle working power. But I wonder if we'll remove everything and see him in all his brightness and all his glory, for his life and his life alone is the light of men.